There are no floating angels in the Bible. The whole hovering angel with billowing skirts thing, it's not there. There are hardly any flying angels. They stand and sit and walk. They're often fairly easily mistaken for your good old everyday human being. They can sometimes be wrestled or fed. When they fly, if they fly, they fly with big, weird wings, often in clusters of six or covered with eyes. Or they are, you know, giant rotating wheels that emit lightning. Monstrous beasts. But mostly, they just look like guys. Shiny guys, yes, but guys. On the ground. Solidly on the ground. We only imagine them floating around or sedately flapping a couple of dovish pinions because of a funny mental holdover from early Christian paintings. See, those early paintings were more concerned with collections of symbols than with realism. They put halos on people's heads to indicate that as Christians, we have the presence of God with us. They swathed Jesus in red and blue, colors symbolizing divinity and humanity, to show that he was both God and man. They did all this not because it's realistic, but because it meant something. They were using symbols. Similarly, when they wanted to say, hey, this guy's he's an angel, they added wings and often stuck him higher up in the painting. This wasn't because angels typically flap a pair in the air above us. It was because the painters needed some way to visually distinguish them from humans in their system of symbols. They needed an immediately comprehensible symbol for angels, like the abstracted shapes of men and women on bathroom doors. They picked wings and airborneness. Our imaginations got more confused, however, when paintings became progressively more realistic. But then they kept the old symbols in place. Suddenly, the painted angels looked realistic, but they remained floating. Now we can hardly imagine the nativity story without a bunch of flappy floaty guys in the sky. Whoops. Yet, in fact, there's almost no flying in the Bible at all, unless you're a bird, have body parts that belong to birds, or are a thunder wheel. There's no floating. No one just floats up into the air. Get that out of your head. Stick to the ground. Elijah does get swept up to God, but in a whirlwind. The angel that announces Samson's birth to his parents goes up to God, but in the fire of their burnt offering. Jacob sees angels ascending and descending to God, but they're on a ladder. All of these almost floaters go up by means of something physical: wind, fire, ladder. There is no Superman in the Bible with fist outstretched, no Neo, and thank God, no billowing cloth draped nudists like in the paintings. There is nothing else, in fact, quite like the ascension. The ascension breaks all the rules. I want you to try and remember that we are grounded people, that stuff sticks to the ground, that planes and hang gliders are weird, that skyscrapers are new, that you walk by shoving your feet against the earth, that lovely scents are grown and ground and combined before they're bought, that food comes out of the dirt or by spilling some blood, that photos are flat, that your skin makes oil,